כל עיר שגגויסהו גבוין מבייס הכנסס לסויב חרבו. We have a city that the houses are built higher than the shul is לסויב חרבו. You measure from the roofs. שנמא לרוימם אס בייס אליקנו ולהמיד אס חלבויסו. The Sfasemes clears a shaila. If you have many bote knesias in one city, if each, there's not a house that is permitted to be taller than all bote knesias, or as long as one beis haknesses is taller than all the houses, it's sufficient. He's metadet to be makel according to the second tzad. That means if there's one beis haknesses that's taller than all the bottom, so he should be a melech yoisha. Vahani mili bebatim. That what we say, that it is not permissible that the batim should be taller than the beis haknesses, that's dafke bebatim. Avul bekashkushi vaavruri les lonbo. Let us see Rashi, what this means. L'roimeim beis alikeinu, v'yidei kein zochinu loses lonu geder b'Yehuda. That's the seif of the posik. The Rif says a little differently, the Drosha. K'shem sham roimeim beis alikeinu, mamid eschol v'yisov. Through lifting up the beis alekeinu, we are being mamed the chol beis that were there before. Kach mi she'enei meroimim beis alekeinu, machiv es ha'oimid. Whatever is in existence will become chorib. The Ben Yayoda asks a shayle, I think the Sham Sefer also is Moira, how did the Gemara bring a raya from this pasuk? This pasuk is speaking about the Beis HaMikdash. L'roimim es Beis HaLakeinu. And Rav Chama Bar Guria Marav is speaking about the Beis HaKnesses. Then he asks another shayla. Rav Chama Bar Guria Marav said, Kol ir shegagoyseho gvoyim mi Beis HaKnesses. So that's no good. What if they're the same height? So it seems that's good. And the raya from the pasuk is l'roimem es beis alekeinu v'aistois that the beis haknesses that the beis alekim has to be higher than l'roimem es beis alekeinu. So he says one kasha answers the second kasha. He says that a beis haknesses is a beis hamikdash mat, so the meila does not have to be exactly like a beis hamikdash. The beis hamikdash has to be higher than all batim. That's by a beis hamikdash. A beis hamikdash b'yad machsin in darge, and it can be equal. But al kaponim, that the batim should be higher than the beis haknesses, that is zicha osa. That's mamish the opposite of what it was in the beis hamikdash. Kashkushi v'avruri, bironi yois umigdolim. In Rashi, in the Magi, says on the side, Perish binyonim or asuyim lenoi. So that means if it's only osuy lenoi, so the dire does not begin or does not continue with the gagim. That means this was, let's say, a slanty roof that was only made lenoi. So the dire's Beis HaKnesses is taller than the dire of the bottom, even though if you'll go with the gagging, there's a very pointy gag there that is higher than the Beis HaKnesses, but that's not osi l'dire. Let us see the Tosfos Yeshonim, which is on the left side of the Gemara. Ba'oma Rabbeinu Yaakov, Tahani Gagin Didon, Kikashkushi Damye, Lefishen Mishtam Shemaleim, K'moy shoy regilim mishtamis al gagisein b'mei chachomim. Lefi ze ein tzarech lagbia beis haknesses yoisel misha gagim. So you do not measure the height of the gagim. But the Rosh explains a little better. That means kol zman, it is not livable. There's not a mokim to live tachas hagagim. So it's only l'shem noi. It is l'shem noi. So therefore, that is not, there's no issa. But where you can start living in the attic, so you start measuring that height, so that is not supposed to be taller than the Beis HaKnesses. That's one shot in Kashkushi in Abruri. That means if it's Osi Lenoi, so it does not go into Cheshbon. The Ran says a different shot. The Ran says that, Beroniyai Sha'asuyin Lechoizik. It's also not an Indian of Dira. He says one needs a tall tower to, for the protection of the city, so that doesn't go into the Cheshbon. So the Bir Aloch is Mesupik, if, according to the Ram, so could be it falls off the Heter of Rashi, could be Davke Lechoizik, there they were Mekel. But Lenoi could be they were not Mekel. We have Al-Kaponim, Amachleikis, Arishainim. Omar Ravashi, ana of the lemosa mechasye de loy chareva. Ravashi said in his chus, because of his pu'ulis, mosa mechasye not become chorev. So the Gemara asks for her chareva, it did become chorev. So the Gemara says, may I say oven loy chareva. But it wasn't chorev because of this aveira. Al koponim, we see amir de kizach, and that's the Loshon Harif. Misha'ene meroimim beis alikeinu machiv es ha'oimid. And the Shari Tshuva brings down that machiv means it will never be built again. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the oilam is meikol in this halacha because since there are many botei akum ha'gvoyim beis haknesses, came belavoch ileke keire, that's why others are mekel, but roi lechatchilu lizoyer bize b'chol ma de'efsher, ki b'gmore hichmiru miyoit. Now, what did Rav Ashi do? There's a three-way machloikis. Let us first look into the Rosh, and then we'll see what Rashi has to say. The Rosh is Daf Kuf Samach Aleph, Ois Chav Gimel. It is four lines from the bottom of Ois Chav Gimel. V'yesh Aimre, She'im Higviya Oisoi, if a person built a house, Amir Dike Rosh over here, if a person built a house, he invested a lot of money, he built a beautiful tall house, and it's taller than the shul. Koifin lahashpiloi. So the din is, Rabiyid your machiv deshtot. It's not your house, it's not, the like the moshel in the medrash, there were two people in a boat, and one made a hole. So the other one says, why are you making a hole? So the first one said, what's your business? I'm making on my side. But al-koponim, a hole on his side sinks the ship. A person that is building a house taller than the shul, he's being machiv the shtot. So memele, this day is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, shim higbiya oisai, koifin lahashpila. You force him to, he made three flights, you force him to take off a flight. That should only be the two floors. Koifin lahashpila. The shtot has a right to do this, because he's machiv the shtot. And maybe in Raya, Mohoda Omar Ravashi, Ano Ovdilo Lemosa Mechasye Deloy Chareva. I made it, it shouldn't become Chob. What did he do? So it seems, when they made the building plans and the passed through the zoning, no one ever asked the Shaila if it's taller than the Shul. They built the Take. Then Ravashi saw that it's taller than the Shul, so Ravashi forced them to be Mashbel the Bais. the mashme shekofon lahashpil abatim. Dis al kedaitach shenoslam am eitze sheloi lagbiya abatim, my revuse mashmin, come heim yodu kem, and he told them what to do. He took the credit on himself, that means he forced them to be mashpil the batim. Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish Shetziva Lahagbiya Beis HaKnesses. No, he didn't chepel with them, but he said, Rabbeisai, since this person built a tall house, we have to make a new, they made a new appeal, we have to go and heighten the Beis HaKnesses. That's the Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat. Agavuch is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, even though you'll heighten one, you don't have to heighten the whole Beis HaKnesses. If one corner of the Beis HaKnesses is taller than that house, it will also be sufficient. Abul Kaponim, there has to be in one place a mokim that the Beis HaKnesses is taller than the bayis. That is a second pshat. And Rashi says the third pshat. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Rav Ashi Rosh Yeshiva Hoya B'mosa Mechashye, Umanam milagbiya boteyem yaisami beis haknesses. He was meineya that they should lift up their houses. So the Chasam Sofer says there's a three-way machlokes over here. L'chayre, we have here a problem. The problem was called ir shegageiseo gevoyim beis haknesses l'soif chareva. We had here an ir mosa machasye, according to the Rosh, this ear was Gagaisa, Gvoyim mi Beis HaKnesses. That was the matzah. It was taller. Afal Pikain, the Rosh held, if you'll be mashpil, you could still be Mesakin. You could still be Mesakin. That means even though there was a Zman, that there was Lemaila Beis HaKnesses, if you'll be mashpil the bottom, you could be Mesakin. The Rabbeinu Chananel held, Hashpola does not help. You have to be meroimim the Beis HaKnesses. The only tikkun will be lahadbiya Beis HaKnesses. So the Rabbeinu Chananel disagrees, not that they're not a bailim to force them to be mashpil. The Rabbeinu Chananel holds that won't be a tikkun anymore. The only tikkun will be if you will now be meroimim the Beis HaKnesses and will add on height to the Beis HaKnesses. The Chasam Sofer says Rashi is the greatest machmir. Rashi says if there once was a zman, that the bottom were taller than the Beis HaKnesses, it's far fallen. So that would be, there's no tikkun anymore. So Rashi says, what did Rav Ashi do? Rav Ashi monom milahagviya. It seems Rashi wants to fend for the Rosh's kashya. The Rosh's, what did he do? He told them. He didn't tell them. They knew you're not allowed and they were building. Monom milahagviya means he forced them to stop building it. That was a gewaldic koyach. So according to Rashi, that is the only way that one could be misaken. After it's built already, there's no tikkun. That's what the Chasam Sofer says according to Rashi. So the Gemara weiter. Va'omar Rove bar Mechasye, Omar Rav Chome bar Gurye, Omar Rav. Tachas Yishmoel. It is preferable. One has to be Meshamesh Agoy. It should be tachas Yishmoel, v'loi tachas Nochi. Not under Anochi Edoy. Tachas Nochi, v'loi tachas Chova. Pudis Chaveirim, we'll see a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Tachas Chova, v'loi tachas Talmud Chochem. Tachas Talmud Chochem, v'loi tachas Yosem v'almon. Let us see what Rashi has to say on this. Tachas Yishmoel, l'shamshoy. Leitachas nochi adoimim, shahoyu rishoim yaisa. They're bigger rishoim than the Yishmaelim. Chova umo mibnei Parsiim. These were Parsiim. So Rashi learns the Parsiim were worse than the adoimim. Talmud Chochom. So Rashi says, im yaknitenu yanishenu. That means, he's like the Mishnah says in Oves, izoi migachaltom. That means if a Talmud Chochom gets angry, so Yanishenu is a Luchnistik Oynish. Not only the Gashmistik Oynish, what can come about through a Yishmoel, through a Edomi or a Parsi. The Ritva says, besides the Einish, Lafishi Efsha, Lizoyer, Bechvoidoi, Ubamayroi, Kechoivo. It's the Kvoi Talmide Chachomim and Moira Talmide Chachomim, which is Mechuyev, is very difficult to be Mekayim. And Yosayim Valmone is worse. Mipnei Shedim Oson Metsuya. So one of the Mephoshim explains that Talmud Chochem Vinishvi, it's shaykh to be Mephayis. He's a Bardas, so he could be Mephayis, he could ask him Mechila. A Yosem is a Kotna, Yosem Valmone, they're more Bali Helgish, it's very difficult to be Mephayis then. So Mipnei Shedim Oson Metsuya, so therefore it is, that is the greatest sakonim. Taisves, v'loi tachas chover. Perish bekunteres, chover parsiyim. That these were parsiyim. V'loi nire. The parsiyim hoyu bebovel mi mois kairish. The parsiyim came to bovel from kairish hamelach. Ke de perish rashi bepeg beis de gitten. That's a rashi in gitten. V'chaverim. Bimei Rabbi Yochanan also lebovel, kedama babo yevimtoi. Bimei Rabbi Yochanan, the chaverim came to bovel. So you see klar that the chaverim are not parsiyim. One right. V'oid domrinim bekedushin, herani parsiyim, he said, show me who the parsiyim are like. So he said, dadoimim lechayoleis beis David. I mean, they have the gvura of the chayolis based on it. Herani chavrim, tell me what were the chavrim like? Daimel lemalachei chabola. Mashme, the chavrei umacheresi. The parsiim are daimel mal chayolis based on it, and the chavrim were something else. Zem the chayket nisht virashi. V'hod the oma bepeg beis de gitten. Oso chavro, shokol shrage mikamayim. The Gemara in Gittin relates that they were learning, and a chavo, one of these chaverim came, and he took away the candle. They had a yontif that yontif, the only candle was only permitted to burn in the Beis HaTifla. Or there wasn't, all the houses were supposed to be completely dark. So also chavre, shokor shragim mikamayu. Oma, so he said, Rachmana Rabbeinu Shalayla. Oy betuloch. Oy betuloch de Baraisa. Either we should be betzel from the Rabbeinu Shalayla. Or if not that, betzel Esav. So the Gemara says, Lememre de bnei adoimim mali mi parsiyim. The adoimim are better than the parsiyim. Vosanya elekime vidalko. Yoda kadish bochu shen yisrei yachayim lekabul roiv gzei roisav shal Esav arosha. Amad vehiglo oisam lebova. So from the Gemara it would seem this maisa of chaverim, after this maisa, because of the chaverim, he said it's better Esav. So the Gemara says that the doimim are better than the parsim. So maisa is the chaverim are parsim. This is l'chayr haraya to Rashi. So Taisa says no. Lav mishim the chaverim hoyu parsoi. That no, that's not pshat that the chaverim are parsim. Ele iker hoyu a parsim. The ume was parsim. V'chaveirim shebineyem hoyu kfufim la. Chaveirim was taka different ume, but they were oiskimish with the parsim. Umishani, and that's what the Gemara answers, but the ume, it wasn't an ume of chaveirim. They were at ma'uru with the parsim. Mishani ho mekami da'osei chavri lebovo, avi parsoi mali miremoi, so the parsoi were mentioned. Alkabon, they were better than the Roimim. Oh, the Komai, Betuloch, and Betuloch, the Baraisev, Bosso, the Osri, Chavri, Lebovu, Bimei, Rabbi Yoichen, Kemucha, Boye, Vemte, Vishiu, Asa, Parsiim. That means these Chavirim made the Parsiim worse. But the Chavirim you saw were a different Ummah. Now, the Roimim, Mali, Me, Parsoi. The Rashi Pirisham does a Chavri Lebovu Parsim b'mei Kodesh. Well, I need it. They say Rashi is Parsim. Well, I need it. The Frish is the Merab Yechen and also Chavri Parsim b'mei Kodesh. The Mucha Begdushin Blavu Ma'achasen. The Rav Rab Yaakov Mikuvil Meforesh the Chavirim Hoyu the Bach says a little clearer. Mishosim is too nice a lotion. The Bach says the Chavirim hoyu koimrim mi parsiyim. The chaveirim were the koimrim, the galochim of the parsiyim. Doimim lemalachei chavola, levishaloyv shem godim shchoyrim, lechovim, vahaynu deshokol ha-koimer shrag elohovi lavei dezore shelahem. So that could be according to Rashi, yes, the chaveirim were parsiyim, but these were Kolzman, they didn't have Koimrim, they were Menschlich. After the Koimrim came, so they became much worse. Zot the Gemara weiter. Vi Omar Rove bar Mechasya, Omar Rav Chome bar Gurye, Omar Rav. Kol Choyli v'loi Choyli Meayim. He says it's preferable one should suffer any Choyli besides Choyli Meayim. Kol Ke'ev v'loi ka'ev leiv, kol meichush, v'loi meichush chosh. We'll see in Rashi the chilek, between a choyli and a ka'ev and a meichush. Kol ro, v'loi isha ro. Zot Rashi. Choyli hu choyli oruch. This is a stretched out sickness, amenavne v'hoylech, umatish koyach kigoyin. Ishte a fever v'chayli harosh, so here he says kol chayli v'loy chayli mi'ayim. Keiv hu ahoylech ubo. This is a pain that comes and goes. Kigoyin keiv shein keiv make. So here he says keiv leiv. Meichesh chsho sheba alma lefisho v'kal. Zot Gemara vayta. V'omar rove bar mechasye, omar rav chome bar gurye, omar rav. Im yiyu kol hayamim diyoi, v'agamim kulmesu, and the agamim, the swamps with the reeds with the pens, v'shamayim yiriyois, v'chol b'nei odor, lavlorin, ein maspikin lichtoiv halolo shal reshus. That means the farnem, that the Malchus has to undertake all the problems that it has to face. Maikro Omar Rav Misharshiye Shemayim Lorum Ve'eretz Lo'imek Ve'leiv Melochim Ein Cheker. So Rashi says, Chalola Shel Rishus, Oimek Libom Shud Tzorech Liyes Lo'i Leiv Lekamo Medina Islamasa Kotzuv. He has to have the taxes, ulakama milchomes, ulakama mishpotim, bakil b'yoy mechot. The Mephoshim say that was dafke bizmaneim, that everything was under the control of one person. Now that there's a departmental government, so then there's no kunz. So each one has his own chelek, so then there's no kunz. But bizman, that everything was under the control of one person, was amir de kefanem. V'omar rove bar mechasye, omar rav chome bar gurye, omar rav yofe tainis lachaloim ke'esh l'na'iris. That a tainis can accomplish, can take care of a chaloim ra, like a esh can take care of pishta. That means it will become bot. Omar rav histe uboy bayay. But the mile of a tainis is dafke if he fasted the same day that he had the cholam. Omar Rav Yosef afilu b'Shabbos. That if a person has a chaloim ro, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, what? The three inyonim, which are considered a chaloim ro. It was cholam from Nile. Or this is another two tziyurim. And nafshei aguma olav, so then afilu b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua berei de Rav Idi ikla lebei Rav Ashi. Rabbi Yeshua berei de Rav Idi ikla lebei Rav Ashi. Of delay ikla tilsa. So he made for him a ikla tilsa. We'll see machlokes Rashi in the Tosfos Rashi what that ikla tilsa is, but it was a very mechubedi kemachol. Omalei litaim mar midi. So, should be toyim. Omalehu betainis yasivne. I'm fasting today. Omrelei v'lei sovolei mar lohoda rab Yehuda, dama rab Yehuda, loiva odam tanisa yepereya. If a person is misane, he could be loive, he could be mashlam a different day. We see from this Gemara, we'll see later in the Ran, that means even though he started fasting, he could be mashlam for a different day. It seems this was a mitzvah, this is a covered Adam Godel, Ravashi, made a suda for him, so, loive Adam tanis and pereya, amalei tainis chalaimu. So here there's no etzah of lova upereya. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, igla tilse shlishi lebeten shehu meshubach. This is the third child that was born. So the third child that is born, that is a choshev child. Others are meforish that I think the Ben Yoyada says that it was Beichan Igla Tilsa because, Rav Chome bar Rav Yeshua bar Rav Idi was a third generation of Talmidei Chachamim, so Memela, that's why he gave him a Nigla Tilsa. The Taisus HaRosh brings a Gemara that the Gemara says that some of the Meiroim call Mali Yoimed the Shabbato. Mivre lohu egla tilse. They used to create for Malava Malkia, they used to create an igla tilse. Sefer Yetzirah, they created an igla tilse. So it can't be a shlishi lebeten. If you're making it every Meitzoy Shabbos from the Sefer Yetzirah, it's not a shlishi lebeten. So therefore he says igla tilse means, tshomein vizoriz ubori shegodol shlish. He says after the first third of its life, that's the best time of the eagle. That's the Taich Igla Tilsa. But it's not totally, it doesn't have to be the third one that was born. Zakrashi, let us see the Ran. Ran is on Ran is Dav Dalid Amid Beis. Tiberamash Loizev. Loizev Mar Velifra Miloisovalo. He told them, you're fasting, you could be mashlim. You could eat now and you'll be mashlim tomorrow. Yeah, or another time. Yeah, Shalom Dumikan. Shafilu Kibul Olof Tainis the Omar Yoim Ze. That means if he was fasting, so first of all, you have to know you can't have a tainus without a kabbalah. So Kochla was a kabbalah the day before by Minche, and he said, I'm going to fast this day. Afal pikein, lovo pereya. He can say, no, I'll fast a different day. The eloi teimahochi, heichi amalei behed yeloizev. How could he come over to him and tell him, listen, you're fasting. He told him, I'm fasting. So he didn't make any inquiries. He just said, no, you're fasting, so you'll fast a different day. Maybe I said yoimzeh. How could you tell me stamazoi? So from the rehitis loshna gemore, that means here to tell him was a tainus cholam, which tafke boi bayoim, but without that stamazoi fasting, he wasn't as spoiled as an eitzah, loizeh v'pora. So memele, weiss the chois that afilu yoimzeh is also is a din of lova upareya. Bahochi nami mashme medamrine beperikame de erchen. So he brings a meire de keraya. Da fulu ba oimer sela zulitz doke. Kosholai boso liyad gabai lova upareya. So even though there was a neder, there was a kabola sela zulitz doke, is kosholai boso, since the only machayev is his neder, is koshele bosel yad gabay leve perech. You take this seller and borrow it, they'll give a different seller. So the lumdus of this halacha is, since in Yesod, the neder shaboy is really only the value that's given. There's no chilek if he gives this dollar bill or a different dollar bill. The neder shaboy is to give a dollar. So memele, the seller zoo is not a mechayev, even though he said zoo. But since there's no preference to this dollar over another dollar, so the neder is only a mechayev to give a seller. I can give a different seller. So in the same way, by a tainus also, there's a chilukah for fast Tuesday or Wednesday. He was mekabel to fast. So memele, even though he said yom zeh, but since this day doesn't have any preference, any mile over a different day, so there's a din of love of parei. V'chein v'asa raivetzal v'arash basal. Avol, that's one shittas harishayin. Avol yesh mishayimer, others say, de b'yoyim zeh ein eloive. Yoyim, if he said yoyim zeh, he can't be loive. V'chimrinan lova odom tainisei pereya, it's speaking about a special case. Davke, kshekibul olov schum tainis. He was mekabel first, the ikel neder was, he's going to fast 5 tanais. V'loi pirish yomim yaduim. In the Kabbalah Rishoyne, he was not mefaret which days he's going to fast. V'acharkach, Perish lisanes yom yedua ba'ad echad me'oisan hayomim. Lady says, tomorrow I'm going to, that'll be, tomorrow's tainus will be for one of the days I was mekabel. The kivin sha'oisa yom einoi me'iker aneder. Since that day is not the iker aneder, even though he was mefar, tomorrow I'm going to fast. But that's only the tashlumim for the iker aneder. And if he won't fast tomorrow, adayin nishar iker nidrei kaim. That means when he doesn't fast tomorrow, so the iker neder is still kaim. He has to fast 5 days. He doesn't have the tashlumim of tomorrow, he has the tashlumim of a different day. Chiyagavne lovo poreya. Avol omar betchilas nidrei yoim ze. But if the whole neder was tomorrow I'm going to fast, ain't eloive. Aye, the Rishonim brought a raya from Agemore says, so why was Rav Ashi Mavtzim Elovo Poreya first make an inquiry? You have to find out why he's fasting, what kind of a tainus it is. That was pshat in his ishtadlis. Maybe it wasn't Yoyim Zeh. V'hochi muchach b'Yerushalmi. Now the Ran brings a raya to the second lashon. Bepeiri koina. The davke b'yoyim stamu d'lova. From the Yerushalmi it would seem davke yoyim stamu d'lova. Avol b'yoyim zeh loy. Why? The gasin and hosom. No dalisanois. If a person made an edit to fast. V'shochach v'yochal ibei tanisoi. So it's far fallen. He lost the tainus. He has to fast another day. Rav Omar b'shem Rabbonon v'hu da Omar yoim stam. Avol Omar yoim zeh misane omashlem adkan. So we have a Yerushalmi where they're speaking about l'chayr a different shayla. A person by mistake ate on a yom tainus. So the Yerushalmi makes a chilek between yom stam and yom zeh. If it's yom stam, is ibei tanisoi. If it's yom zeh, so is misano mashal. Ve'viya rav alfa sizal bil choyse per kama de tainis. So what's taket the chilek? Umashme says, da hainu taime, the b'yoyim stam ibitani soy mimnei she yuchal isane shem acher tachto. That means be'etzem, this is a tainus gerua. He ate already. A shein the yoyim tainus it has after eating. So therefore, since there's a eitze, still to have a yoyim tainus, by being loyve upoireya, so the loch is vakel. So you're not allowed to continue fasting. You're mechuyev to shtel zu a good yom tainis without eating at all. Aber bi yom ze loy shaykh le meim lov ol pereya. Mashle. But by yom ze he doesn't have an eitze. He can't make it another day. So there's fafal. So his yom atzayim will be with ice cooking as I. He ate part of the day, so the rest of the day is mechuyif to fast. Vosam nami maisi lel minehu de lova odom tainisa yupereya. So the Ran brings a raya from the Yerushalmi to the second Loshen. Just for 1 second, let us see the Agos Oshri says the Teretz on the Yerushalmi. The Agos Oshri is on Daf Kuf Samach Aleph. It's in the middle of the first Agos Oshri. Daf Kuf Samach Aleph, that's on the Rosh Ois Chof Hei. So the Agos Oshri says, V'nira li, the Yoim Zeh, the Oma B'Yerushalmi, that what the Yerushalmi said, Yoim Zeh, is the din is Misane Mashlim, it's not Stamaza Yoim Zeh. Hainu Shaha Yoim Goyrim, that there was a specific Cheshbin that he had a fast this day, Gegoin Shekibol Olov Lis Anois Yoim Shemeiz Boyovit, so the Mele, it's a Yotzai, a Yotzai Boy. So Memele, so if there's a special Inyan, why he has to fast this day? Stamazay saying Yom Zeh's Gonish, because there's no difference. That's back in the Lomdus of the Rajbe. What's the difference between Selah Zulitz Dok and this Selah, a different Selah, as long as it has the value. The Yerushalmi is speaking about that there was a Cheshbin, Davke Yom Zeh. This day is a Meyuchadik day for Tainis. It's a Yotzai, a Yotzai boy. V'yoyim stam ha'inisha omar b'yoyim ploini. He said yoyim ploini. Afal pikein, but since there's no preference to yoyim ploini, so then there's a din of lova upereya. These are the shittas of Rishonim by the halacha of lova upereya. V'mischilu ein mafsikim. We had in the Mishnah that there's an iser to lechel before samach lemincha v'mischilu ein mafsik. But if he started already, so you're not mafsik. The shehus bayoin, you're not mafsik. Mafsikin lekriyishma v'ein mafsikin letfila. So the Mishnah is repetitious. That you're not mafsik letfila. That's what we just said before. V'mischilu ein mafsik. V'mischilu ein mafsikin. Mafsikin lekrishma. Hotona le'reishe ein mafsikin. We learned already that v'mischilu ein mafsikin. So why did the Tana have to repeat himself? So on this Gemara's kasha, I saw there's a kasha from Rabbi Keveger and there's a kasha from the Sfas Emes. The Keveger asks Akasha, L'chayre, the Sefer is speaking about Ma'ariv. We started off by Minche, then it says, Mavsikim L'Krishma, so this Mestam is going on Ma'ariv. L'Krishma by Minche, Ve'im Mavsikim L'Tvile, but on the Shemayna Esra of Ma'ariv, Ein Mavsikim. Now we learned before, Daf Tesomet Beis, Daf Yudomet Aleph, that by Ma'ariv, if there's a din mafsikin or ein mafsikin, is toli. If ma'arvis is reshus, is ein mafsikin. If arvis is achoive, mafsikin. The Gemara explained what is arvis if it's achoive, why is it worse than minche? So the Gemara explains because arvis is as man shikris, or arvis dilma osele mifshe. So be'etzem, arvis is more chomer. Now, if the Mishnah says, ve'ein mafsikin letvila, which means you're not mafsik for ma'ariv, so, akolchach, one of the two. Either the Mishnah holds that arvis is a reshus. So tell me a chiddush. I mean, if arvis is a choyve, the din is mafsikin. So akolchach, if the Mishnah says mafsikin letvila, it holds that arvis is a reshus. That's what the Gemara says. If arvis is a reshus, is ein mafsikin. So Memela, so what's the kasha toni locha de zimne? It's two different halachas. Before the Tana was speaking about mincha. Mincha, there's no shash shikris. Mincha, it's not osi lemivshe. So, big deal. Ein mafsikin letvila. That's by mincha. Now the Tana is speaking about meire. So he's telling you, if Alvis, he holds a kochach, Alvis is a reshus. It's ein mafsikin. So it's not the same halacha. Or there's another eitzah to say pshat in the Tana of the Mishnah. We mentioned when we learned the Gemara, that what the Gemara, that the Rashba says, that the Rashba says, that what the Gemara says, by Arvis, Lamanda Omer Choyve, Avogav de Shori Lehem Yonei Matrachine Lei, that even though he was matter, he unloosened the gartel, he's mechuyev to yomafsik, he's mechuyev to daven. That is davke, if the whole hascholos achila was to heter chagure. So memele, heter chagure does not help by meirev. But the Rashba's machadish, what if he started eating take meirev? So memele, then the aloch is, even if ma'arvis is achoyev, it's also ain mafsikim. This is only, the Gemara was only speaking about Heter Chagure. In Heter Chagure, the Gemara had a whole pilpul over here. But in Ascholos Achilles, Afili hold Arvis is Achoive, and even though there's a greater Chash by Arvis from Shikris, or the Osalamim Shaf, or Piken, Eim Avsikin. So that's another Eitzah shot in the Mishnah. Another Eitzah that if hischil lechel ein mafsikin letvila, so that is pshat in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah is telling us halacha is gedolus. It's not at all repetitious. It's telling us dinim legabi meire. So the kvega blives by a tzorichin. What is pshat in the Gemara's kasha? The Svas Emes asks another kasha. The Svas Emes asks mafsikin lekrishme ve'ein mafsikin letvila. So lechayre, what is pshat? So pshat is if he started to eat. So since krishme is a deraisa, mafsik le krishme. He's mafsik le krishme. Ve'ein mafsik le tefila. But he's ein mafsik le tefila. So he says lechayre, since the halacha is that he's whatever he started, it was hetachagura or hetachil, however you learn pshat. Mafsikin l'krishma. He has to stop now. So I would think, since he's mechuyev to stop, I can't continue eating now. He has to stop. So since he's mechuyev to stop, I would think already, so now it's not, now it's cold. So he stopped eating already. So my male daven already. So I would think that since he was mechuyev to be mafsik l'krishma, I would think, so now he has to daven also. Shteit achidish in the Mishnah, mafsikin lekrishma, ve'ein mafsikin letfila. Al koponim, however you learn pshat, the Mishnah is telling us chidushim gedolim. So they ask, what pshat in the Gemara's kasha? Okay, let's go further. The Gemara somehow did have a kasha. So the Gemara says, Seifa oson ledivrei Torah. The Seifa is speaking about another halach in Gansen. It's speaking about if one is mechuyev to be mafsik midivrei teure lekrishme letfila. The sanya, chaverim shahoyu oiskim beteure, mafsikin lekrishme ve'ein mafsikin letfila. Ona rab yoichanin leishonu eloke goin rab shimin ben yoichoi vechaverov sheteiroson umnoson. Eises chaverim, we are speaking about someone the same caliber of Rab Shimon ben Yochai v'chaveira. Sheteirosan umnoson. So by them the halacha is mafsikin lekriyashma ve'ein mafsikin letvila. So poshet the cheshbon is because, let us see what Rashi says. Chaveirim osan ledivrei teire. No, there's a Rashi before. We're speaking about tvila. We just learned ein mafsikin letvila. They're speaking about something else in Gans. Chaverim ha'oiskim b'toyre mafsikin toyroson lekrishma. this man or the eraisa, because this man is the eraisa who bishar bechol v'kumecha. Ve'ein marsikin l'tvila. Rashi in Brochis Grat holds that tvila is a darabona. So memele, so that's it. Ve'oiskin b'toire, ein marsikin l'tvila. The Meiri here is Meirer. What do you do with the Rishonim that hold that tefillahs are deraisa? Shitas HaRambam, that tefillahs are deraisa. So he said, then you have to say that what Krishna is better than tefillah, because Krishna is Kabbalah Seil Malchus Shammai. But like this, Eistis, so that's a mafsikin le Krishna, the ain mafsikin le tefillah. Vasanya, so the Gemara Sal Kaponim, so Rabbi Yochanan said, so this mission applies to Chaverim Ha'iskim V'Shaterosanim Nosam. Vasanya, so the Gemara asks, we learned, Kishem She'ein Mavsikin L'Tvile, Kach Ein Mavsikin L'Krishme, that you're not Mavsik. So the Gemara says, Kitoni Ahi Be'ibur Shona. This is speaking about Be'ibur Shona, when they came together to be Ma'abur the Shona. This is a tzeirich of Klal Yisrael, so then they weren't mafsik for anything. Omer Abada Barabe, v'chein tonu soved agrunye, Omer Abolozo Bar Tzodik, sheyinu oiskim be'ibur ha-shone be'yavne, v'yinu mafsikim loyle kriyeshma, v'loyle tfilah. Zogt Rashi, avol onu hoyulu mafsikim teiraseinu le'umnoseinu, we were mafsik for umnes, kol shkein she'nafsik le'tfilah. These were the unim if one should make an ibur shana. Zot taisus ki goin onu mafsikin bein lekriyeshma bein letfila. V'hod omale rabbi zeirel rabbi yirmiye meiser oznoi mishmoya teire. We learned before Meredik esharf avot that rabbi zeirel told rabbi yirmiye meiser oznoi mishmoya teire gam tfilosoi teyeide. That they were in the middle of learning, Rabbi Yirmiyah got up to daven, he had a tiny meiser ozne mishmoya teiregam tfilosei teyeve, v'yeshloima teirosei hoiso umnosei. So memeila amerdi kepshat, he says he was potter from tfilah. So yom echuyev en lima dat teire. So by you, meiser ozne mishmoya teiregam tfilosei teyeve. Or a second pshat, or yadayin le hoiso shoi veres, you still have time to daven, so therefore you're not mafsik limud ha-Torah. Kain Rab Shimon ben Yechoi v'chaveyot. V'ho da omar l'kamon, k'avamoti idon tzluyei, by Rab Shimon ben Yechoi gufe, and he went until he was in the ma'ore, lovish u'mechase u'matzli, the vices he did daven, ahu matzli hayne krishma, not tefillah. Ve'ibur shone, shelo yiskalkalu ha-moyadois. So then, is ein mafsik. Loi le-krishma, v'loi le-tfil. Zok te mishne vayta. Lo yeitze ha-chayot be-machtoi somoch l'chashecha. Ha-chayot is that Taylor is not permitted to go outside with somach l'chashecha b'machtoi. The Gemara says later speaking about that the machot is even tochot b'bigdoi. Shema yishkach v'yeitze. So Pasha Pshat is, he might forget, if he's going out with it, he might forget, and Shabbos he'll also go out with it. Seems they didn't change the bekitcher for Shabbos. Al kaponim, shema yishkach v'yeitze. V'loi halavla b'kul mosoi. That's a similar halacha. That the lavla will forget that he's carrying his kulmas. V'lo yefale eskelov. And one is not permitted to search for kinim, to be mevayer kinim in his begodim on Shabbos. V'lo yikro lo'ir haner. The maskonis ha-gemore, that yudbeis ha-medalef is, the gemore is a shaylof lo yefale eskelov, is Lo'ir Haner, and the Tana is telling us two halachas that one is not permitted to do. One is not permitted to be Mevayer Kinim Lo'ir Haner, and he's not permitted to read Lo'ir Haner. Al Tzegzeire Shema Yate, maybe the Ner will be so engrossed in the reading and in the Bedike So when the ner won't be light enough, he'll go in the, he'll be matter the psile, be matter the ner, in order it should burn better, and it'll be ivan the issa mavet. So it's all one issa. The Gemara have a mean of leifalas kalev is a different issa. It's not allowed to be mavayr the kinim from the begodim, because he might come and kill a kine. Therefore, that's why they ask it. But the maskana is, according to the first way we mentioned, that both are also la'oir haner. The emes omru hachazen roye heichon tinoikis koirem. And even though we just said lo yikro la'oir haner, but the chazen is permitted to see heichon tinoikis koirem, we'll see in Rashi what this means, avul hu lo yikro. But the chazan alone is not permitted himself to be koyre liyoy haner. Ki yoytze be lo yoychel hazovim hazovo mibnei hergol aveire. Another gzeire they made that hazov is not permitted to eat with hazove mibnei hergol aveire. Before we see be protius, the tziyurim of the Mishnah and Rashi, Rabbi Keveger is ma'oirer a very interesting ha'oret. The first gzeire, the Tana gives the reason. Why? Shema yishkach v'yetze. He gave the reason. The last halacha, lo yoichel hazovim hazovo. Why? Mibnei hergel aveira. There was a gzeire with a reason. The middle halacha, lo yikra lo ir haner. And with Layavlas Caleb, Layikra Layr Haner, this the Tana did not give a reason. So he brings up Pnei Yeshua, that the Pnei Yeshua says that this is Asar Afilu when the reason doesn't apply. Because later the Gemara is going to say, even though the Ner is 2 amas high, and it's not practical that he might be misakin the Ner, Afal Pikin is a loy plug. So that's why Chazal didn't give a reason, because if he give a reason, it was an Anoibachachim, but there it's a Pastachnish. So therefore, here the Tana did not give a reason to show us that even where the reason doesn't apply, there's a loy plug. So therefore, he was mashmet the reason. But he asks, but if you learn leifalas kalev means he might go and kill the kinim, then there's a kasha. So why didn't he give the gemara such a tzav? So why didn't the gemara give a reason over there? That's a ha'ora of Rabbi Keveger. Then he asks one more ha'ore, v'lo yefale es kalev. One should not search for kinim in his begodim. So Rabbi Keveger Tainis l'chayre, he brings down the Shulchan Aruch, it's also b'vur like that, that it's lav davke the begodim. To look in someone's head for kinim is also also shemoyate. So why did the Tana say begodim? So he says, Rabbi Keveger wants to say an einfal, because if you're looking at someone else's head, so there's two people. And by two people, the Gemara says, there's no gzeira of Shema Yata, because if one of one will touch the neb, the other will remind him. So Memele, so that's why he only says, Leifala es Kalev. But he asks Sakasha, the Bach says, the only matter for two people, it's Zeirach Mitzvah, but with Samat Shalelet Zeirach Mitzvah, two people are also also, so he has a Ha'ore, on this Bach also. Now let us see Rashi. Shema yishkach v'yeitze mishetechshach. They'll go out when it's Shabbos already. Lo yifalas kalev mevayer kinim mibgodov. He's getting rid of the kinim from his begodim, the metagaminon v'arti pilisim. L'kama meforesh taima v'yitzosa. Lo yikra loir haner b'sefer, shemo yata haner lohovi hashemen lefi hapsila. The ner is called the keli that held the shemen. So maybe he will tilt the ner towards the psila in order that more shemen should come to the psila. Sheid lak yofer. The nimtza mavir b'shabes. Hachazon, so Rashi says here two pshotim. One pshat is chazon hakneses hamikro shiva hakeirem b'teire, since he was the bal keire. Upa omim, she'eine yedeya heichen tzrichen likreis lemochel. There were no luches in those days, so he didn't know what sedre was the next day of Shabbat. V'roya heichen keirem tinoike shal beis rabin b'shabbat zu,
V'heim koirin b'seder lo'er haner b'beis ha'knesset. The Tinoikis are permitted to learn lo'er haner. The Amos Rabban Aleyen. So Mameli is allowed to look into what they're learning. V'yedeya shiparsha shol Shabbos zu. Lishna achine chazen melamed Tinoikis. This is not about koire. He's a lama Tinoikis. V'roya, he looks heichen yaschilu lemocho. He just looks up to Roshi Prokim, where they're going to start from, or where they're going to end. Ki yaitze boi, so these are all hachokes laveira, ki yaitze boi lasis hachokes laveira omru, lo yoichel hazov im hazova. The hazova is not permitted to eat together with hazova, the kolshkein toher im hazova. See what the kolshkein is, that means Azov is Tashmishay Kosha Olov, so there's not such a gzeira, maybe he'll be Mishamish. Choshkein Toirim Azov, Mipnei Hergel Aveira. Mipnei Shemitoich Shemisyachdin, Yovelivil Zovo Shehi Bekoris. The Sfasemis has a very nice pshat over here. The Mishnah is speaking about Vayoichel Hazov Im Hazove. And so speaking about Achila, we're not speaking about Yichud. And Rashi jumps in with Yichud. Mitechshem is Yachtim, Yovei Livo Zove Shehi Bekoris. So the Sfasemis says, Pshat is as follows. The halacha is that there's an Issa Yichud with all Arayis. But here we're speaking about Im Ishtoi. So Ishim Ishtoi, there's no Issa Yichud. So Memele, so there is Yichud. Shemitechshem is Yachtim. So now this could bring about, the Achille could bring about a chibah between both of them, and Yichud there is, because there's no Issa Yichud, Yovelivul Zova Shehi Bekoris. So the Yichud is, that makes the possible, that makes possible, or that I should clear for the Aveire. That means, because Yichud is Mutter, Ishim Ishtoi, Shemitoich Shemis Yachdim. So the Matzav is there already. Yovelivo zova shehi bekoris. Zog Toisvus. Shema yishkach v'yeitze. So there's a machloikis in the Gemara and that's Yud-Aleph Amid Beis. If when Chazal asserd a gzeire of heitzo, also gzeire, if they asserd by a kamelis also. Maybe they only answered from if there's a chash of itzor from Rishus Yochet to Rishus Rabban, because there's a shaila of the raisa. So they were going to Hashem Yovel the Yisor the raisa. A kamlis is a drabon, so it's a gzeira l'gzeira. So they weren't goyzer a drabshinit. The machlek is a bay of the rovah. And rovah says they were not goyzer a gzeira l'gzeira. So all the gzeiras of itzor only apply if there's a chash. If not, he might be over on Yisor the raisa. Zot Taisves, Alibe de Rove, de Omar le Gozri, Gzeira le Gzeira. So, Ein le Forish. So, how do you learn Pshan de Mishnah? Shema Yishkach, what Shema Yishkach mean? So, Poshe Pshat is, he'll go out in Shabbos, and he'll forget that there's a Machat Chuvah Bebigdoi. That's Lechayir Pshat in the Mishnah. So, Taisves says, that's a Taibach Mishnah. Ein leforish shema yishkach hamachat. He'll forget that he's carrying a machat, and he'll go out with the machat. Ruva bebigdai. So Taisa says that filu yeitzei leke iso diraisa. There's no iso diraisa to go out b'machat ruva bebigdai if he's unaware that he's carrying a machat. Why? Kedi iso beperik beis de bo bekamen. Hikir bo. A person was aware he had an Evan Bechekoi. Bishokra, and then later he forgot. And then later he got up, and because of getting up, he was over on the Issa Heitzo, or the Evan rolled down, or he was carrying the Evan. Linyin Shabbos Potter. Meleches Machsheves Osra Teire. That by Shabbos, one has to do a Meloche with an intent to do the Meloche. He's wanting to do what he's doing. If the Meloche comes, B'derech misasik, that means he wanted to get up, and through getting up, he came out that he was
that he was over on Isser Shabbos, so it is mutter min ha-teire, he's potter from ha-chatos, because meleches marsheves osra teire. So memelus ha-teisve says, so what will be if this person will forget that he has a machat chuva bebigdo, and he's going to go out on Shabbos? So what will be? If he goes out on Shabbos, he doesn't want to carry the machat, so it's tzichah not meleches marsheves. So, Avin Elksnoifen, it's a Maloche de Rabbono. So they were Goyzer Erev Shabbos to go out with a Machat. Shemo Yishkach V'yeitzei. So that's a Gzeirel Gzeire. And Rava hold that they were not Goyzer a Gzeirel Gzeire. That's Taisvis Kasha. So Taisvis says we have to say a different pshat in the Mishnah. El Shemo Yishkach Es HaMachat L'Tzniyayat Shiyi Shabbos. If the machat will be talk of bebigdoy all the time, so forget to be matzniya the machat at shiyi Shabbos. So come out Shabbos, the machat will also be in the beged. That's the Shema Yishka. Ula besoid k'sheyizker es ha-machat, it could be in the middle of Shabbos, he'll be aware that the machat is there. Ula yishka shehu Shabbos v'yeitze. So this chazal were, I mean, it's very modern. If he's going to forget that it's Shabbos, so he'll do 20 other Avedas. I mean, so what did they accomplish? Al Kaponim, they accomplished that Al Kaponim, this Aveda he shouldn't do. That means, whatever they could accomplish, they accomplished. That Al Kaponim, that if he'll forget that it's Shabbos and he'll go out with this beged, Al Kaponim, he won't go out, he won't be carrying a machat. He'll do other malachas, we can't help the situation. It's a meiradike, Al Kaponim, it's a meiradike gzeire, that Chazal were afraid for such a far-fetched thing, they wanted a favor in Al Kaponim, he shouldn't be nichshol in this haitzah of carrying the machat on Shabbos and the beged. Tanan hosom, lo yamoid odom birshus ha-yochid v'yishte birshus ha-rabim. Birshus ha-rabim v'yishte birshus ha-yochid. He shouldn't, he should be standing in one rishus and drinking in another rishus. Avum hichnis, roishoi v'ruboi lemokem shu shoise muta. But if roishoi v'ruboi is in that reshus, that is mutter. So for tonight, this is enough. So here we have an iser shtiye, and with roishe veruba, it is mutter. Let us see Rashi. Lo yamid odom v'shus ha-yochid v'yoshet pi v'roishe l'shus ha-rab leches kli v'lishtois zeira shema yoitzi akli eilof. That means, if he's drinking in the other reshus and he doesn't do anything, it's no problem. But maybe he'll bring the kli into the reshus where the goof is in. The nimtza mischayev chatos will become mechuyev achatos. Zog taisvis. Lo yamid odom b'shus ha-rabim v'yishter b'shus ha-yochim. Ba'amoytzi tfilin muki lo b'chafotzim atzrichem loy v'divrei hakel. That means that the Gemara Erevin had a problem. Peish. Afilu rabbonon da'omri. The rabbonon said, oymid odom b'shus ha-rabim, u'metalto b'shus ha-yochid. The cloud is no isa for a person standing in one reshus, b'metalto in a different reshus. So, Mamela, what's the problem? What is the problem over here? So, what, he's standing in reshus ha-rabim, he's drinking in reshus ha-yochid, there's no problem. Hochemoyde, the kiv and the tzorech lishtois, but here he needs the water. Ikelemeche shemo yevim etzloi. So, Mamela, Taisus learns Labdavki needs the keli, he needs the water. So Mamela, so in the water is in Rishus Aleph, and he's in Rishus Beis, and he needs the water. So Mamela, so there we could, there's a mocking to afraid he might bring the water into the Rishus that he's standing. So therefore they ask it, unless it's Roshe Verubay in that Rishus. Vim Taima, Taisus Hashta Nami. Good, so there's no gzeira. So even though Roishe Verubay is in the different Rishus, Amai Shori,
Hamapik Meshus Hayochid Leshus Harabim, but he's still taking out from one Reshus to another Reshus. Shloi Keiach Meshus Hayochid. Let's say he swallows Meshus Hayochid, V'Nochis Bebitnoi Meshus Harabim, and it ends up Bebitnoi Meshus Harabim. That means Reisha Berube Taisus learns Reisha Beroiv Gufoi, including the Reish. So you don't have, the Beton doesn't have to be in the other Reshus. The Beton is in the second Reshus. So Memela says making Hanocha Beshus Harabim. So on Gzeiris, it's a Shaila Dova the Reise. The Ochi Yom Ahosom, Hishtin Mayin V'rok Chayim Chatos. If he's standing in one Reshus and it goes out into a different Reshus, so it's Chayim. So Mela hits the other way around. It comes into another Reshus. V'yeshloimar debliyosoi hainu hanachosoi. So Taisvus answers that the Hanoche is not when it goes down into the Beten. V'elochish b'mesh yeshub nichnosim l'soich meyo. Interesting, Taisvus said Beten, then Meyayim. Al-Koponim, Taisvus says the Hanoche is the minute he swallows it. It's called then the chafetzim anoch. Even though in Yisod it is not noch yet, it is noch, it's still moving. It's going to go to the beten. But the anoch is already after the beis abliyah. K'da oma hoitzi dioi lichtoi beis oisiyos, v'kosvan k'shehu mechalach. A person took out ink, the shear of ink is beis oisiyos, and he's carrying the ink. So the vial he made a haitzor. V'kos von k'shehu mahalach, and he writes the two oisiyos with this ink on a niyol. Chayev, so he's chayev now on the haitzor of the dioy. D'ksivosom zuhi hanochosom. So what's the chiddush in this gemara? So that's where the chiddush the gemara is. He took out ink and he's walking with the ink. And he writes when he's walking. And he's still walking. So l'chayra, why is it considered that the ink had a hanoche? The ink is still moving. So why is it considered the ink had a hanoche? But it seems l'gabi the ink, since even though it is still moving, but l'gabi k'sivos n'zuyani chosom, the ink had already hanoche, that what it was nichtav already. So even though it is still moving, but the gmar k'siv is considered a hanoche. So Dr. Mitosis is saying the same thing, even though the after he swallowed it, that's called the Hanoche. That quenched his thirst. So it's finished already. The Hanoche of the Mashkim were as soon as it passed the Beis Abliyah, even though it's still moving, but that's not a stira to the Hanoche. V'as yishap ha'od ha'perek omru loy, yesh oich ha'lachila achas, v'chayev oleh dalet chatois v'oshem echo. So Rabbi Meir wants to make another chatos. And it all comes about with one achila. By these the chiyuv is b'shas bliyeh. These are chiyuv yachila. So as soon as he swallows it, he's chayiv. And the Hanoche L'chayre is later, so it's not Yesh Oichel Achila Achas. Ela Itzo Nami Mechayiv Nami B'Shas B'liya K'defrishes. So you see that on Itzo you also chayiv. B'Rashi Metaretz B'Inyan Acher B'Hamoitzi Tfilin. Rashi says a very Mechudish Tiketeretz. Rashi says that the Peh is Amokim Ptur. So he's not chayiv because it went from Rishus HaYochid to Amokim Ptur to Rishus HaRav. The Peg Beis, the Erev and Perash, the Nire, the Avol Gav, the Alochi Kerameir Begzei Roisov, Boho, the Oma, Lo Yamid, Odo, Bishus HaRabim, and Metalto, Bishus HaYochid, Oy Ipche, Lesuchas, the Gvos, El Kerabonon, the Shorik, and the Mukh, Ba Meitzi Tzilin, the Oma, Masne, Le Rab Chanine, Ba Shlom, Yelachi, Ba Rav, Kamei, the Rav, Lo Yamid, Odo, Bishus HaYochid, and Metalto, Bishus HaRabim, Oma, Le, Shofkis, Rabonon, Ba Ovdes, Kerameir, So we don't pass in light Rameya in this Gzeira.